Good morning, and joining us here in the studio, we have Tanya Marco, who is the Executive Director of AdvoCap.
Good morning.
Thanks for making the trip from Fondy.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Nice and sunny day compared to the weather we had at the beginning of the week.
It's so gorgeous today, yes.
Now, last week, you had the, is the term semi-annual? It's twice yearly, point in time count.
Correct. Yep. Every 6 months or so. So we do it in July and January. We go out and count individuals that are experiencing homelessness. We engage with them. We give them care packages. We let them know of resources that we have available for them. But more importantly, it's having that count that we are required to do by HUD. And then that is a nationwide point in time count, so that we get a good count for the nation, and then that's how HUD divvies up their HUD funding. So if they're seeing more homelessness in one area, funding will tend to go towards that area. So it's very important for us to collect all of that data to get a good count.
So specifically for AdvoCap, it was Fond du Lac, Green Lake, and a portion of Winnebago County?
Yep, southern Winnebago County. So anything Oshkosh and south, which we consider the Winnebago land area.
Yeah. Last week, actually the morning after the count, we had Laura Nikelski of SSM Health on. And she was one of those that went out to participate in the count.
Yep, she was there alongside, I think there were 13 of us in Fond du Lac County that went out, and we divide the area into regions, and then we go to different stops during in that region and then look for individuals that are homeless.
Okay, so my question was, did you have a chance to participate in the count yourself?
I did, yes. Okay. So last week was my third time counting individuals. I thought that it was important for me to go out and participate in that project because I don't have a good understanding of what it's like to experience homelessness today. So I thought it was really important for me to go out and see what everybody else is experiencing so that I can talk about it and advocate for them.
Okay. And then that Thursday, the next day, there was the community resource fair.
Yeah. So the next day, so when we were engaging with our homeless population the night before, we gave them a flyer to let them know that we were putting on a resource fair. We had 18 partners at that resource fair, anywhere from SSM, mental health services, ADRC, veteran services, counseling, financial counselors there, anything that we felt that they might need to get back on their feet. So we let them know of that resource fair. We had 41 individuals come through there in just a few hours' time. So it was a really great way for our low-income population to engage with our community partners and then just know what resources are available to them.
Okay, so it proved to be successful then.
Yes, this is the second year that we've done the resource fair, and it has been truly an amazing experience for those that are coming in. We'd love to expand that into Winnebago County and Green Lake County as well.
So you mentioned that this is required by HUD. So what kind of housing programs is AdvoCap involved in?
Yeah, so we won a tenant-based rental assistance program, kind of like a Section 8 voucher program. Individuals have to be assessed and then put on a coordinated entry list and then pulled off of that list. We also have rapid rehousing vouchers that are available. Unfortunately, Bob, though, the need is much greater than what we have in vouchers and rental assistance.
Well, all right. Moving on to a different subject.
Yeah.
Head Start is a program that AdvoCap is involved in. And We're talking 3 and 4 year olds here?
Yes. So AVOCAP runs a Head Start program in Green Lake and Winnebago counties. I'm truly excited to announce that AVOCAP Head Start was voted best preschool in Fond du Lac Community Choice Awards. So we're very proud of that award. That's the second year in a row that we've received that award. So it's a very high achieving and successful program for 3 and 4 year olds. We have an enrollment of 202 children between both counties. We have a center-based model of learning where the kiddos come into the school and receive education just like normal 4K services do. But then now we're trying a rural home-based model of learning for 3 and 4 year olds. We're finding in our rural community that they're not coming to the classroom per mm-hmm. se. So we're looking at a more home-based model approach to Head Start. So we would have Head Start staff come into your home, work with parents, knowing that parents are the number one educator in a child's life, working with them, giving them the tools that they need to better educate their children. And then with that is wraparound services. So we have a whole family approach to Head Start, meaning we try to address all the needs in the family. So not just the kiddo, but we also help address the needs of parents. So if parents are working but don't have a great paying job, how can we get them to that next level? So we work with parents that way.
Well, that's part of the registration process, right? You do an assessment of the entire family.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So we try to address the needs of the entire family, knowing then the kiddo's education will come after that. So.
Okay. In the home-based program, does it have set hours or is it flexible? How does that work?
No. So weekly, a home-based teacher will come in for a 90-minute home session with mm-hmm. the parents. So that'll be scheduled around the parents' needs and working environment and stuff like that. I think what folks really would be interested to know is that 93% of our Head Start parents do work. They just need a better paying job or they need additional skills or education to get that better paying job. So a lot of them work. So we're having to work around their work schedule.
And some of them are working 2 or 3 jobs.
Yes. Yes.
So
they're very hardworking.
Okay. Now, the programs that are not home-based, they're taught where?
Yeah, so we have a classroom in Ripon at the Ripon Learning Center. That is one classroom that has 17 children. We're currently enrolling for that, so that is 3 and 4 year olds. We have 2 classrooms in North Fond du Lac at the North Fond du Lac School. And then we have 7 classrooms at our Head Start program in at Sacred Heart School and Church in Fond du Lac.
Okay. So we're... Where's the Green Lake one then?
Well, Green Lake is home base. So we used to have a Marcus Ann school that had a couple classrooms in it, but enrollment has steadily been declining over the mm-hmm. years. So it wasn't cost efficient for us to keep that open. So we switched to that home base model in Green Lake County, in rural Fond du Lac County.
It's about adapting or pivoting, as they say. So,
yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, one of the things we talked about in the past was the construction of a childcare incubator in Oshkosh.
Yep.
How goes that?
It's going really well. Construction is underway. We are hoping to open this fall. We're currently interviewing prospective business owners that would like to become a childcare provider in our incubator. So we're starting to ramp up that process.
So you were talking, if I remember correctly, like room for 2 or 3, and then you have an office for the person coordinating.
Yeah. Right? So this building in particular will have 4 incubator spaces.
4.
Yep.
Okay.
And each space replicates a small home because it is in-home childcare rules. So if I were a single mom, for instance, and I can't find childcare or afford childcare, but I would like to be a licensed childcare provider, but I rent. Mm-hmm. So I'm not able to be a licensed child care provider in that instance. But if I start a business, I could rent from AdvoCap and provide child care in this incubator.
Okay. More information on the programs we talked about, and even more programs that AdvoCap is involved in, on the AdvoCap website.
Yep.
Maybe you can tell us what that is.
Yeah. So our AdvoCap website has a lot of information regarding services that we provide, projects that we're currently running. So you can go to www.advocap.org.
It is .org. Yes. I wasn't sure about that. That's why I asked.
Yes.
So do you have a phone number in case somebody wants to go?
Yes.
Old-fashioned,
you
I
can
guess,
always so. Call our Fond du Lac office at 920-922-7760.
Very good. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate you.
That is Tanya Marco, who's the executive director for AdvoCap.